He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney with your Hour to Update after the Chiefs' 34-20 victory over the Oakland Raiders. Andy Reid had a conference call this morning, and the only injury update he had so far was Marcus Peters. He had a calf cramp, and that's why he came out towards the end of the game yesterday. We'll have more injury updates as the week goes on, but BJ, this game yesterday meant a ton to Marcus Peters. Even before the game, you could tell that.
Yeah, when I was standing on the sidelines and I was watching him come out for pregame warmups, when I saw him come off the field for the initial pregame warmups before the whole team goes out there, Marcus goes out there, he's got his headphones on, he's got his beanies, kind of his own little world out there. When I saw him coming back after, he's actually stopped by one of the Raiders security guards. The guy was about 6'6", 350 pounds, it seemed, a guy that you can't miss. And I was actually trying to get a picture because Peters was wearing a McClyman's high school shirt, repping his high school back in West Oakland, where his dad actually coaches now. But I saw him talking to this guy. I was trying to get an angle to get a picture of the shirt. And they were talking for a while, and I thought it was pretty interesting because obviously they knew each other. So Marcus goes in the locker room, and I go up to this guy's name was Lloyd Johnson. And I just asked him, you know, how long have you known Marcus? Like, you know, what was that exchange about? And he said he's known Marcus since he was 9 or 10 years old, actually coached him leading up to his time at McClyman's, and actually is a high school coach at Castlemont, one of their rivals for Peters, and just talked about how much it meant to not just Lloyd, but just to the entire community to see Marcus come from where he came from and to be in the position he's in today and the kind of person he is because of how much he wants to give back. And we heard that all throughout the week, what it meant to him. But seeing him before the game talk with Lloyd and talk with all the fans and all the people that were there, talking with his family, you could tell that it really, really meant something to him.
And as you watch this game, you could see the passion he was displaying out on the field. He ended up having a good game, got that interception, and then you got a chance to talk to him in the locker room after as well.
Yeah, it's always fun to go in the locker room, particularly after wins, because we get to go in there before, I guess, the rest of the media gets to go in, the Chiefs media does. And I went up to Marcus. He was talking with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs radio network, a guy that we're all familiar with. And Kendall had already been asking some questions. And the first thing that stood out to me was Marcus was shaking. You know, and we knew that he had the calf cramp. He was probably a little dehydrated. But hearing the words come out of his mouth and just seeing his whole body just shaking, and it kind of that you can't really control, it was just, to me, it was a telling moment. It was one of the coolest interviews that I've been a part of in the last couple years, because it was more than football of what he was saying. And that's one great thing about Marcus. Anybody out there who's watched an interview with him, what he says is real. And that moment was real, the way that he was talking. And it was definitely a really cool moment to hear him talk about the love and the support he felt from Oakland, and how he feels like he's responsible to kind of pay it forward to those kids. And, you know, his alma mater, those high school kids, they were at that game along with his entire family. Everybody was there. We saw the pictures of him giving the interception ball to his mom. It was a really cool moment.
An awesome moment for Peters and a big win for the Chiefs, who win their sixth game in a row. And now they turn the page to the San Diego Chargers and come home this Sunday. The game's at noon. We'll have updates all week on Chiefs.com. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this has been your Hour to Update.
65 toss power trap.